tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They call me Mr. Slippy Fist. Mr. Slippy Fist is a Deadpool name, I believe, from yesterday, right, Craig? My name right now. Be careful. They call me Mr. Slippy Fist. H.W. died, but if you didn't hear about that, you've been under a rock. Over 600 people had him on Craig's Deadpool, and we're still trying to wrap up that list.
That's why he didn't get any mail yesterday.
Yep.
Or he didn't hear any Grammy announcements.
That was a couple of days back they were pushing announce those. They put those
yesterday
up, too. Was it yesterday?
It was supposed to be yesterday. Yeah. Some of the players that had GHW.
Boy, I really missed the Grammy announcements.
And
God, who gives a...
You know, the reason we talked about the Apostles' Creed on this show.
Yeah, the third Creed movie.
Yeah, save all your Rocky jokes. I've gotten them all on the phone.
Yeah.
Who was the Michael B. Jordan character? What's his first name?
Adonis.
Adonis Creed, that's right. That's Apollo's kid. Ted Cruz, incognito page gets a hit, as does telescoping Uranus.
Man, you can't have the name Adonis unless you are a boxer, because if you're just a guy, if you're an accountant and that's your given name, hey, Adonis, can you figure these numbers out for me?
Some blob.
We're getting T-shirts for everybody, Adonis. What size? Double X.
Man, don't name anybody Adonis. Go ahead.
Tell Me Later.
All right.
Gets a hit, as does Terry Schiavo Feeding Tube. Yeah.
That's an old one.
It is.
That's an old school.
That's been around for a while.
That's an old school.
Tertiary Syphilis gets a hit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pilot. Gets a hit, as does the Abortion Badger.
Well, that one. Is that just a cheap abortion, apparently?
I got nothing on
that.
Stick
the badger in there.
No,
that just
I saw.
Cousin of the Honey Badger?
It's horrible.
A special last night. They live in the Badlands of South Dakota.
Got it.
The Abortion Badger. The Beaver Cleaver gets a hit.
That's the same difference.
It's the only place you can get an abortion in South Dakota.
Is it by a badger?
Isn't it in Badlands? Via badger.
Yeah, I'll ask when I'm up there this weekend.
The Dog Behind Me gets a hit, as does the Fertile Octogenarian, the Ghost of Dale Earnhardt, the Goat in My Trunk. There goes Slick Fist Rick.
There he goes.
Probably shouldn't read that one. You know, I do have people say, you know, what is some of those that you can't say?
Because the ones you say are horrible. So once he says, you just can't legally say probably some of them.
Some of them, yeah. Now, are some of the horrible ones actually funny or just horrible?
No, they're funny.
Yeah.
He's afraid of what he's saying.
Yeah.
A lot of them involve swear words where you can't say it.
I understand. The Bat Watching Tyler gets a hit, as does the Thick Hockey Heart Attack, Things Puss Told Me To, and the Third Trimester Fetus Chili gets a hit.
That's right. Didn't win this year, right?
No, Puss? It didn't.
Your Fetus Chili did not win this year.
Yeah, I think it went with the second trimester.
Second trimester.
Not quite as tasty.
And thicker, though. The second trimester is definitely thicker chili.
No, I think the third trimester.
That'd be the thickest.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what won.
Yeah.
So that's what you get for experimenting. Go with the tried and true. Plastic straws one step closer to being phased out completely in the city of Los Angeles. The city council unanimously approved the creation of an ordinance that requires restaurants and food service providers to withhold plastic straws.
You whiny liberal snowflakes.
Unless requested by a customer. Fast food restaurants are excluded.
I like to have a
Why
straw.
Why are they excluded? That's where all the plastic straws come from,
actually,
fast food restaurants.
I like to have a plastic straw coming out of my plastic helmet with a plastic beer holder when I'm drinking.
Apparently, we throw out 500 million plastic straws a day.
That's why you need to have... Nobody throws the helmet out.
That's more than one a person.
I don't use straws. And I
do when I get smoothies. I get smoothies and the straw comes with
that. That I could do just fine without that.
Oh, I can too. This is one of those stories that won't even, this won't even flinch people in the future. This won't exist.
Yeah. We're not going to sit around
and argue about this.
People 100 years from now are going to sit around and say, can you believe this society had, why do we have straws?
They won't care. They'll just don't turn the glass like we all do. And you just drink.
No, that's when America was great.
With straws?
Well, we could have straws.
No, I refuse to live in the past when it comes to stupid stuff like that. They take away the straws. They take away the
straws that
aren't biodegradable.
Aren't
yeah. Right, right.
Stars that are straws that float.
Licorice. Remember they work with straws. Remember you just bite the ends off as a kid?
Yeah.
Might be tough to get a smoothie through those the licorice, but
actually the red vine worked better than the Twizzlers. The Twizzlers was
the hole was small,
a little
but
too
yeah,
thin.
Yeah.
The red vine was a little
but
bit
the Twizzler
bigger.
was strong. Yeah, it just stuck straight out of your glass.
There's too, a little more diameter to the red vine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
At least the hole inside. And we like diameter. On your holes inside.
Stop
you
it.
Could suck a Lid smoothie getting through hot a over Twizzler.
Here. Yeah, you might not want to be known for that. At least I don't. She can suck a smoothie through a Twizzler. That'll be a future saying.
And if you're a Motley Crue fan, the biopic or the biopic.
I really want to see this, man.
The Dirt will be premiering on Netflix next spring.
Next spring, cool.
In March.
Cool.
Didn't I also read they're putting it out in theaters, too?
That'd be a cool place
Probably.
To see it.
Probably.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, because the
Netflix,
Queen thing.
Well
there was
to do
plans
that.
For a film version of this. They've been wanting to do that since 2006. They may or may not make it to the theaters, but it's a Netflix thing, so maybe they want to put something out in a few theaters.
Netflix did that, too.
Yeah,
there's
they're
a movie
starting
coming
to do
out.
That.
There's a movie coming out. Looks really good. I forget what it is, but it's coming out in theaters and Netflix.
Yeah, right. so they're Academy Award eligible.
Right. Why not?
I thought you said
the Queen thing did pretty good, so why wouldn't this be pretty cool, too?
Netflix.
Netflix is something else I watch.
You hear what you want to hear.
Google that.
No, that's hilarious when he does that.
I
heard that too, and I was so funny, I almost forgot to laugh.
I'm pretty sure.
But I still laughed.
You're name, so rude, man.
That name is already taken.
Swallow Netflix. It's taken.
More babies are being named after some of the members of the first family, with the ladies' names becoming popular. The new survey of Social Security Administration data shows that the name Melania has surged by 227% since 2015. Ivanka is up by 362%.
Who's naming their kid Ivanka? That's kind of a European...
Ivanka's parents.
I'm talking about, like, would you name a kid if you're born in, like, Kansas, and a little white kid, you're Ivanka. It sounds so European. You know what I mean? I don't really care about the name. I'm just saying. It sounds, you know.
First son's name, Baron, has jumped by 90%.
God.
However,
his ass
the name,
kicked in school.
That the sounds name, pretty aristocratic, too.
Baron is aristocratic. Both of them aristocratic.
Well, it's a title.
I know.
But Baron's going to get his ass kicked in junior high somewhere in Hays, Kansas.
Donald is down 11%. Eric is down 6%.
Oh, because Eric's dumb. That's why. Eric has ruined that name. And Don Jr., obviously, let alone his old man.
Recreational marijuana.
No, I think a lot of Erics in general have ruined that name. Not just Eric Trump. There's a bunch of other jackasses named Eric out there.
I don't know,
who
man.
Have ruined that name.
Eric Clapton's cool.
Seems
who
like
else?
There might be a deep-seated memory here that's attached to this
guy. Named Eric.
Did an Eric hurt you at some point?
A lot of them.
Oh, broke
I'd
his
say
heart.
The majority of them are jackasses. Yeah. Unless they prove otherwise.
This high school?
I never had a great boss named Eric. I never had a good
you?
Friend named Eric.
No, I don't have a problem with anybody named Eric.
No.
But I'm sure if I think long and hard enough, I can come up with a jackass named Eric.
I didn't know anybody named Eric really well.
I guess I've known a couple.
Yeah. It's a generic name. Just Eric Trump has ruined it for him.
Yeah.
I've known a couple, but not like been close friends
with
any.
No.
Hey, Todd was not used as a bad name last night, I think, on Modern Family.
Really?
DVR'd. What happened?
I think Todd turned out to be the first guy that Julie Bowen had when she was knocking some out in this car
that is
part of the deal.
Good for her.
Part of the episode last night, yeah. And good for Todd.
Yeah.
Everybody! Steve, be quiet. Todd's about to masturbate.
See, I thought that was a positive scene right there with the name Todd.
Yeah, he was kind of a good guy in that show.
Yeah.
Recreational marijuana now legal in Michigan.
Hang on. We got Eric on the line here.
Eric, I like Eric.
See if this guy's a jackass or not.
All right. So normally I can just sit here in my car and silently say screw you guys. But as one of the non-jackass Erics around the world, screw you guys.
That's Todd. Todd called you a jackass.
Yeah, well, you're associated. So
I'm associated. Screw you guys. Yeah, unfortunately, I am. Thank you, man.
We were just testing you.
Thanks for listening. I love that. Normally, I could just sit in a car.
Not today. Eric, now you've done it.
That Eric's not a jackass, but there's probably plenty of them.
Now you've done it.
Normally, basically, why'd you bring me into this?
Right, exactly.
The majority of our listeners, by far, 99.9% of our listeners, just enjoy the show and sit back. And the people that get a hold of us, you know, that's a different group. That's a small group of people, obviously. And this guy's sitting there enjoying.
You're making me do this.
He is minding his own business, and then we
Todd called him a jackass.
Right, then we got to go make it personal.
But then you're associated.
That's when he's got to step in.
Right.
Recreational marijuana now legal in Michigan. People 21 and over can legally grow, possess, and smoke the weed. After voters approved a measure last month, for now, the weed can only be smoked or grown on private property. Marijuana stores are on the way. Right now, in Michigan, even though it's legal, you cannot smoke weed on your front porch. You cannot smoke weed in your driveway, in your car, on sidewalks, or anywhere the public can access.
I love that Dr. Seuss book, You Can't Smoke Weed in Your Front Porch. Can't smoke it in the house, can't smoke it in the yard. Yeah. So I don't understand how that works, because they want you to take your smoking inside.
Yes.
And when people take their cigarettes anymore, even people that smoke don't smoke in their house.
Yeah, wouldn't the...
Much of the time.
How about the backyard? Isn't that considered your private property?
Right.
Can't you sit in your backyard and
sparkle it up? So is your front porch.
Spark it up.
Yeah, but man, I guess on the front porch, the children could see you.
Yeah, faces
you can drink
the
beer
street
on your front porch.
Well, that's fine.
On your couch.
Yeah, but alcohol's not a drug.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, yes, it is.
It's a big drug.
Yep, you can sit on the front porch and
now, once again, at least they legalized it. They're trying to, somebody put this crap in here to try to make it worse, but, well.
Because they always do that.
They always do that, but at least they legalize it, because we're sitting in states that won't.
Now, in Michigan, you can still get fired from your job for a positive drug test if your employer has policies against drug use.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case in any state where their recreational marijuana is legal.
There's a lot of states.
Except the corporate.
There's a lot of corporations. You're going to have to get rid of that. Millennials are not going to work for places. I'm not talking about, like I said, I hate to say this because they always talk about people working in machinery and things like that. But you're not allowed to be at work high. You're not allowed to be at work drunk. So just because you got high the night before doesn't mean you can't go to work the next day. So that's a bad argument you always hear. But the millennials that work in white-collar business are not going to get fired. Nobody's going to be able to hire anybody if they're testing for weed in legal states.
You can still sit on your porch and yell racial slurs at the Hmongs in Detroit, though.
Yeah, probably.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's freedom of speech.
Get off my lawn.
I'm sorry, but since his meltdown, I've become less and less interested in Clint Eastwood movies. Like, I have no interest in seeing The Mule.
I think it looks good.
Do you?
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, because he's a freak, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, but I still like him, though. I can put that aside, you know?
I still like Tom Cruise movies, and he's a freak.
Yeah, but he's not a political freak. He's just a freak.
No, but he's still out there.
Yeah, but he's always been out there. That doesn't bother me at all.
I've always said it's not going to affect me, but somehow the luster has come off Clint Eastwood. Just because he's old and grumpy anymore.
But he was a Reagan Republican. Did he suck up to Trump? Because he did that thing where he talked to the chair when he was pimping for somebody to beat Obama, and that was just stupid. But that's just old school conservative Republican. I don't think he's a Trump sucker, is he?
I don't think so. I think he's just lost it.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's in front of the screen again, though, too. He's more director anymore.
Now, I didn't want to see the train movie that he did.
Oh, I don't care about that.
But this one, I do kind of want to see.
I don't care about the train
movie. I might try to catch that over Christmas.
Yeah, I had no interest in the train movie either.
No, I'd watch the documentary on that before I'd watch the movie. It's the same dudes.
Yeah.
And they were heroes, don't get me wrong, but.
Don't need to see it.
I know the ending.
Yeah, exactly.
What did I ever do to you? That's from Eric. The brightest comet of the year will fly past Earth later this month. The website Earth Sky, and you know, I think I need to look into this a little bit better. The website Earth Sky says that the comet will be closest to us Sunday, December 16th. It'll be one of the 10 closest to Earth since 1950 and the 20th closest approach since the 9th century.
It's going to touch your anus.
Your rectum.
And come around.
Did that stick to the tape?
Close to Earth.
Yes, it did. And get it away from me then.
The comet and the fuzzy-looking area around it,
which is Uranus,
will be 2 to 3 times the diameter of the moon. The comet should be visible to the naked eye, but of course you'll get a better gander at it using the binoculars or a small telescope, particularly away from city lights.
Thanks for throwing in the word gander. I like that word.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Is that?
You kids, that's to look at something.
It is.
Is that the term the astronomers use?
They can gander at that?
No. That. Look at this.
The fuzzy-looking area around it.
Yeah.
Get a gander on this.
Gander at the fuzzy-looking area,
yeah.
Said the astronomer.
That's the official name. That's what all astronomers call it. What do you call that fuzzy-looking area around the comet?
Uranus.
We call that the fuzzy-looking area around it.
Your rectum.
Exactly. They might call it the aura.
No, it's the fuzzy-looking area around it.
Oh. All right.
You were right the first time.
Todd will be in his yard. The rest of us will forget about it. When is
it? I don't want to forget about it.
When is it?
It's December the 16th.
Oh, that's right. You and Todd can drive 40 miles outside of town and sit somewhere and watch it.
We might not have to drive 40 miles
outside. No, I'm pretty sure that's a Sunday night. Nah, I'll be in bed.
Sunday night. Yeah. I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
What day? The 16th?
Yeah.
That is a Sunday night.
That's a Sunday night.
And it's not going to be the phenomenon. That, you know, the path of totality.
That's true.
Total eclipse thing. Yeah.
You guys only do that when that happens.
Well, according to Trevor here, well, face
Trevor.
Notes,
that's an idiot name, too.
Erics could definitely be dicks. And Eric stabbed me in the hand with a pencil back in fourth grade.
Oh, dick.
I'm 30, and there's still a dark spot in my palm where the end broke off.
I got one of those. I got one of those too, actually.
Effing douche canoe. Yeah.
All right, so we figured it out through anecdotal evidence. 100% of Eric's are jackass.
So far, no, the guy that called.
So the wasn't. One guy.
Okay,
yeah.
All right,
the one guy.
So he had to 50, stand up for himself.
50% right now are dude. Well, no. 2/3 because we're adding Trump 60, in there.
We'll go 65.
The reason is Trump.
65.
Yeah.
65%.
And I got to figure the one that would I ever do to him. He's probably a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know.
But he's mad at us.
We don't know that.
We're running about 60-40 right now. Good Eric Stabanners.
Douche canoes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.